think we were talking about donuts at the last session, and we talked about square donuts. Did you have a name for those?
No.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a donut called a Long John?
No.
What about a jelly-filled donut?
Yes. I've heard of them. I think jelly-filled or... Yeah, that's the only term I can think of.
Ever hear of a donut called a Bismarck?
No.
How about a twisted donut?
No.
Have you ever seen those?
No.
Okay. You said that you thought of another term for helicopters?
Yes, I've heard them referred to as whirligigs.
Whirligig? I never heard that. That's, and you must have,
yeah.
They call them that? Hmm. Okay, do you have a special name for a particularly large and pretentious ring?
No.
You would say, look at that. Or a large,
maybe
brilliant
hunk of rock.
Good, okay. What about different lengths of shorts? Suppose, first of all, that they're knee-length shorts.
Bermudas.
Would that be the same for men or women?
I think so.
Okay, and what if they're lower than knee length?
I don't have a word for that.
And higher than knee length?
Short shorts or walking shorts.
Is the term hot pants ever used anymore?
Only when referring to several years ago when they were in vogue.
It's interesting because interviews that were done several years ago, everybody immediately says hot pants when you ask for that sort of shorts, and nobody says it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call clothes that were owned by an older family member and then passed down to a younger child?
Hand-me-downs.
Suppose they were clothes previously owned by somebody else not in the family.
Giveaways.
Okay, and would it be the same if it were something that you went out and bought in a thrift store?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Do you have a slang name for very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Ritzy.
Now, these are some types of storage bags for clothes. What would you call the kind of bag that you would put your clothes in to put it in the closet in the winter?
Moth bag.
All right. What about the kind of bag that they come back from in the dry cleaners? Come back in from the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
Get my pronoun, my prepositions back.
They're plastic. Plastic bags or cleaners bags.
Mm. All right. And what about the type of bag that you might use to carry a suit in on an airplane?
Suit bag or hanging bag.
Okay. Now can you describe some types of shoes? Name and describe. First of all, women's shoes.
Sandals, high heels, closed-toed shoes, house shoes, slippers.
How do slippers differ from house shoes?
I think of the differences. Slippers are slip-ons,
mm-hmm.
and house shoes are covering the foot all the way around.
I see.
And men's shoes, there are wing tips and loafers, hard soles, and sandals.
Okay. Now how about different types of hairstyles? Women's first?
Well, one term in Dumas for someone who piles their hair up on their head is called an updo.
Oh, I like that. I've never heard that before.
And I've also heard bouffant for that style.
Mm-hmm.